Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
All right, good evening and welcome aboard another edition of Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America. Marty Terrell, Dominic Jimenez along the way, a Wednesday into a Thursday here as we roll into the final week of September and October right around the corner. And you know what that means, the Fall Classic, the World Series, but the playoffs and everything else, and we shall see. I'll tell you right now where I'm going to start in just a few minutes is the baseball. I mean, listen. Excited about the golf this weekend, sure, but the buildup, you know, I could care less. I mean, seriously, you know, the ceremonies and all this other goofy stuff. It's a great event. Don't get me wrong. USA, Europe, you love this, and they've handed the U.S., the Brits have, Europeans have handed us our heads in this event. They really do. And it's an event that can really, really fall by the wayside quickly because those 12 single matches on Sunday could be fait accompli. I mean, the thing could be over and you're just playing for funsies, really. So we shall see. Let it play out and away we go. But baseball is where we got to go. Last night, you had a crazy, crazy night. First of all, David Fry of Cleveland, it reminded me of, and I'll tell the story on the other side, of a Red Sox pitcher who I thought, I mean, Bryce Flory, I think we're going to go back to 2000. And it was the night before Notre Dame, Nebraska. I'll just tease it that way. But it was against the Yankees in Fenway Park, and it damn near killed him. And I'll tell you right now, David Fry is very lucky. That foul ball off the bunt attempt off Skubal in that Guardians-Tigers game in Cleveland last night was frightening. Now, 6 to 8 weeks, he'll be out. So his season's over. But he's home recuperating, and it was very, very scary. It really was. So that's where we'll get started here. The baseball stuff, the Mets came off the mat. I mean, they obviously looked at the scoreboard, and they knew damn well that they had to do something. Cincinnati was getting beat by Pittsburgh. Pirates got a nice lead, and since he's got pitching and their hitting can go a little haywire. We're coming back here. We get it started on Sports Overnight America.
Leaf pile is 100 feet tall. Your dad can't handle this.
Not without the right equipment.
Yard work piling up? Gear up for fall with John Deere. Get $750 off select mowers, $2,000 off select Gator UVs, and $3,000 off select compact tractors.
Did I hear your dad got a John Deere?
Yep, bad day to be a leaf pile.
Gear up for fall at an authorized John Deere dealer now through September 30th. Learn more at johndeere.com/gearupforfall.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today.
Yeah. Celebrate responsibly.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
All right, talking the world of sports, we will go through the baseball, we'll do a little football, we'll get a little bit of golf late in the show, we'll do WNBA. We'll get Dom in here and have a little fun with him because he's always got the WNBA locked and loaded. We're 1-1. I had a feeling Phoenix would get it. They're going to win one. If they win two, it'll be interesting to get a game five in that series with Minnesota. But it's going to be a Minnesota-Vegas final, and Vegas just absolutely dissed the Indiana Fever. But we'll save that for a little bit later on, maybe sweep the bottom of the hour, the last segment, we could devote some time to that. I guess where I want to go with the Fry injury, first of all, it was very, very scary. It reminded me, okay, so let me set the scene. It's a Friday night, and I want to say September of the year 2000. So it was either right before 9/11 or right after. I think it was before. So I'm going to have to look it up. So Nebraska is playing at Notre Dame. It's a Saturday afternoon game, but it's Friday night. And I'm at the Holiday Inn in downtown South Bend. And of course, there's a restaurant bar, and the Yankees and Red Sox are playing at Fenway. So obviously, being a big Sox fan, I sit down for dinner. At the time, maybe a few beers, maybe probably a few too many, who knows, but just telling it the way it was. So I'm sitting there, and Bryce Flory is on for the Red Sox, and he takes a line drive back up the middle, and I'm trying to think who it was, the Yankee hitter. I don't know. I was going to look at it during the break, and I tried to find it. I watched the YouTube earlier today, and I can't remember for the life of me. Left-handed hitter for the Yankee. Line shot back up the middle. And it just absolutely just, players said they heard it. I mean, Red Sox infielders said they heard it. It just hit him right above between the nose and the eye socket. It could have killed him. It could have killed him. And it was frightening. And what's really, as you well know, when the mouth or the nose or the eye or the face bleeds, It usually now, I'm not trying to minimize it, but it usually looks a whole lot worse than it is. But in this case, it was bad no matter what. It was just frightening. And that's the first thing I thought of when the Fry thing came. Now, I didn't see the Fry thing last night. I was watching Red Sox Toronto, full disclosure, did not see it. The replay is hard to watch. It's one of those, lay down a bunt and the bat's up by his, he's like a sword. He's got it up there and then boom. It's just, a comedy of not even comedy, just, gross the way it happened. You're trying to lay down a bunt and you follow it off into your face. And, it's a 93, 94 mile an hour fastball. Doesn't take much steam off that pitch. And it's hard to watch. It really is. But he is recouping. No surgery required. I mean, he's got a lot of fractures, and maybe they'll do some stuff after all the swelling goes down. That's the key thing. But yeah, he is lucky. He is very lucky. And I hate saying this because, you know, if you grew up in New England, and if you're from California, remember the Conigliaro brothers, Billy Conigliaro and his brother Tony, who, you know, Jack Hamilton of the Angels hit him with a fastball at Fenway and, you know, just ended his career. I mean, he came back, he made a comeback, but it was an ill-fated comeback. And ultimately, he developed all sorts of health problems. Ultimately, I want to say died in his late 40s, early 50s of some heart trouble. So, you know, it's just a sad, sad thing. So, yeah, I hate to say this. One of these days, it's happened before. I think one instance where a player could ultimately, you know, die on the field. And you just don't want to say that. Now, we had Mike Coolbaugh, right? A first base coach. He played in the bigs, I want to say, with the Rangers most notably. But Coolbaugh took a line drive as a first base coach, and it killed him. I mean, it killed him. So it can happen. It's scary. And we saw that a very frightening thing to watch last night. No question about it. All right, the games at hand. I mean, listen, the Guardians are just on a roll right now. They just are. They can't do anything wrong. They got a big time, you know, bounce in their step. They get quick leads, and they're just – everything's falling right. I saw them over Labor Day in Boston, and the Guardians, you know, I said that's an impressive lineup, but it's not anything that I thought would be as crazy good as it is right now. I mean, they just – last night's an example. They get down 2-0 in that game. They immediately come back. They get a 3 spot in the sixth. They get 2 more in the seventh, and that's all she wrote. The pitching was outstanding, and Cade Smith mopped up, but Gavin Williams gave him 6 strong innings, and that's what you're looking for right now. That's exactly what you're looking for. Now we go north of the border to Toronto, and here again, you've got Red Sox with, you know, great bullpen. The bullpen last night, I mean, Gausman, you know, he didn't pitch bad. You look at his pitching line, but he gave up the 9 hits, 4 runs all earned, but he struck out 7 and walked just 1. But, you know, Boston 1-0, Toronto, you know, these were scuffling runs, and then the big 3 spot as the Red Sox put up 3 in the 6th, and that's all they did. They gave up 3 hits last night. You look at that box score, and you look at the Red Sox bullpen last night. All right, Giolito gave him 4 2/3, so he's not even eligible to get the win. He's got to go 5. Wilson gets the win. He's 4-1. He goes an inning and a third. Whitlock was lights out. He struck out 2 of the 3 he faced. Slayton gave him a perfect inning. And then Chapman came on, who's having an incredible year, and he got his 32nd save. But it's all for, you know, hey, yeah, great. Now we move on to tonight. But staying on last night, the other one you had to look at was the Yankees. They're down 2-1 in the ninth. You're sitting there going, you know what, the White Sox, Brock was on the show yesterday. Brock nailed it. He said, look, I tell you right now, the White Sox are going to be salty. They're a bad team, but they're a team that can they can inflict a little bit of damage. And the White Sox, to their credit, are playing, you know, not just playing off the strings. So 3-2 to the Yankees, put 2 up, bottom of the ninth, and then that's all she wrote. The big one was the Mets. Now, the Mets looked at the scoreboard last night, saw Pittsburgh had Cincinnati. That had to have something to do with it, all right? The Mets put up it was a weird start to that game. Mets got 1. Chicago takes a 2-1 lead. Then 3 more in the second out of the Cubbies. Single runs in the 4th and 6th. And there you got a 7-1 ball game, then a 7-2 ball game. And then what did the Mets do? Well, no, let's back up here. They got 5 in the 5th and then got a single run in the 6th, 2 more in the 8th. 9-11-2 for the Mets, 7-9-1 for the Cubs. The Cubs are in great shape. They're in. They've clinched a playoff spot. Does that mean they're going to roll over? No, they're not. So, you know, they still, I think, have to play to be a home team in their first wild card game, if I have that right. We got an afternoon scoreboard to keep an eye on. This will be final when you hear the show on the overnight, but Brewers lead the Padres 2-1. but the Padres are making some noise in the seventh. So there you go. And then you got Skeens going tonight against Green in Cincinnati. And I would check the box right now and tell you the Pirates are going to win again. So Cincinnati is taking a real hit in terms of their postseason. So we give you the live standings, so to speak. And here you go. The Jays one up on the Yankees for the division. The Yanks are in with a wild card. They've clinched. Boston, big win last night, and they really would love to get it tonight. And guess who's going? They got Crochet going tonight. What do they want? They'll settle for six. They would love seven strong innings. But that bullpen, and this is what you got to do right now. This isn't, I hear some of these TV announcers say, well, he went last night or the night before. Look it, my God. I mean, it's 2025. I mean, a guy can go on back-to-back nights. Any one of those relievers. I mean, they throw more pitches warming up, for crying out loud. That, to me, is my real, real bugaboo. Listen to some of these announcements. Well, they got to rest them. They threw 17 pitches last night. I mean, give me a break, would you? And then the Guardians all the way back from 15 down. And they fought the Tigers, and they go at it again tonight. And the Mariners continue to play great ball. We're coming back with more here on Sports Overnight America. Everyone in the room looks shady. Who done it? Who stole my girl from me?
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
All right, talking the world of sports and a whole lot more. I'll do a little Jimmy Kimmel. I'll wait a few minutes. And I'm staying out of the politics of it. I just look at the TV ratings, which are out. Did I dip into it last night? I did. And this is no deference to the quality of his long take and his addressing the situation. But I nodded off, so I watched it on YouTube to watch the whole thing. I have some thoughts on it. The numbers were crazy. The ratings were crazy. Let me finish up on the baseball. So if you take a look at the, and I love doing this like a week before the playoffs start. It's, you know, you can do this when they're underway, but it's more fun to do it before they've thrown a postseason pitch. So here's what I say, and I'll preface the first part of this by saying, these are teams that I think not only can, but will win at least one series, okay? And I might surprise you here, because out of the three in the East, and I'm going to assume the Red Sox get in, I'm here to tell you, with that pitching staff, the Red Sox, in my opinion, I know I sound like a homer, and you know, and my good buddy Dominic, if he wants to challenge me, I think the Red Sox, out of those teams, because they're going to have a wild card series, they're going to be most likely to win a series right there. And I hope they draw the Yankees, because they've had the Yankees number, and the Yankees did turn the tide, but that New York-Boston rivalry is back. And I'm going to go off on this a little bit. We finally now have, we've gone through, what, 6 years of just Red Sox Nation knowing what it's like to suffer all those years. Well, it has been horrible. I mean, Dombrowski did a great job. They fire him. Sam Kennedy, and then, you know, the ownership group, John Henry. Lucchino passed away a few years ago. You know, the fact of the matter is, the Red Sox, then they bring in Craig Breslow. You know, it's just been, you know, Tom Werner and company. It's just been a weird scenario for the Red Sox. But here's what I'll tell you. They are very, very likely to win a series. Now, they still got to get in. So, you know, I got to calm down here a little bit, but they still have to get in. But if they do, I think the Red Sox have a great shot. I mean, anybody want to take a stand against the Cleveland Guardians right now? The only way you could possibly be taken seriously about the Guardians is that, you know, they got to cool off eventually, right? I mean, they can't possibly stay on this clip. And they are absolutely tearing it up right now. You know, is Detroit as bad as they're playing right now? No, I don't think they are. But have they given up a absolute hard to fathom lead? Yes, they have. So that's almost a coin flip. And the team that a lot of people identified, and I jumped on the bandwagon, full disclosure, I jumped on the Seattle bandwagon, but I think this team has a great chance not only to win a series two or three, but get to the World Series. Pitching, hitting, they're just doing a great job. They really are. I mean, this is a team that's going to win, you know, 90 for sure, right? They got a 4-game lead. The Astros, you know, go out to Sacramento last night. Never really in it. 5-1. You got to love that A's team, the way they play. I mean, they are, nobody would want to play them. Seriously. They're just a scrappy team, and I love Kotze. And it's going to be great to see them get settled in. And no offense to Sacramento, but, you know, if you're going to Vegas, you get the stadium, let's go. Game on, right? Let's see how that shakes out. So that's how I see it. Mariners, Guardians, I'll side with that, and Red Sox. So could I see Boston winning two series? Yes. I don't think they can win the American. I think, really, to win the American League pennant and get to the World Series, I think it's going to be, out of these three, I think it's going to be Seattle, Cleveland. Red Sox would win a wild card series. So the Yankees, no, they'd get knocked out. Toronto. Yeah, I guess Toronto. You know, Toronto is interesting. I watched them last night. They couldn't hit a lick, but George Springer got punched out on a very, very – first of all, he hit what would have been a double down the left field line. The ball skipped over the bag. The third base umpire was right there. He called it foul. It wasn't reviewable. But I'll tell you, the Red Sox announcers, to their credit, said, I don't know, that one's shaky. That is shaky. I'll just leave it at that. I'll go – Boston, Guardians, Mariners. All right, let's go over to the National League. You know, the team that's got all the heat on them right now is who? It's not Milwaukee. I mean, Milwaukee, in theory, could win 100 games. They're not going to. They're going to win 90, probably 97. Cubs, great season, dangerous. Don't think they'll do it. Might win a series. Mets, biggest disappointment after the All-Star break or since early June, just after a 45-24 start, just, you know, a head scratch. The pressure is on the Phillies and Robbie Thompson. There's the pressure. You got the pitching. You've got the hitting. You've been on the doorstep. It's time to deliver. Bryce Harper, let's go. Right? Trey Turner. I mean, you look at this team. Look at these player statistics. Schwarber, you know, and I don't know. Can you win an MVP hitting 241? What's he got, 57 home runs, 54 home runs? Can you win an MVP? I don't think so. I wouldn't vote for him. If I had a vote, I wouldn't. I don't. But Turner, Schwarber, Castellanos has had a good year. Realmuto, Harper, Stott, Baum. I mean, these are all the – you know, these are all the same names, but you look at that pitching staff, and Sanchez has been great this year. Lizardo has won 14. Suarez, Wheeler. Wheeler's been dinged up. Buehler, who, of course, started with Boston. And, you know, so all the components are there. What's the knock on the Phillies? They don't win big games. You know, those decisive games, those huge games where they've got to, you know, basically, you know, win and take hold of a series, they don't do it. They absolutely haven't done it. Close, yes. Complete the task, no. So it's going to be interesting. There's no question about that. I all the pressure on the Phillies, do I think they'll get it? Yeah. And what kind of a World Series would I sign up for right now? I'd sign up for Phillies Mariners. I'd sign up for anything Philly. I'd love to see Philly get in there, and I'd like to see someone different. Seattle, look, they've never been. Never been. So I think it'd be great. I really do. We shall see. The one team that I think is really suspect, and you know, I think Milwaukee's got a great chance too, by the way. As much as I want to put all the pressure on Philadelphia, Milwaukee, all things being equal, the Brewers are formidable. Very, very, very solid team. It's the Yankees. I mean, you just don't know. I mean, we kind of hinted at it a couple weeks ago. We said, you know, the Yankees could actually come back and win this division. And we almost said it with, you know, a little bit of a chuckle. Well, don't look now. That's exactly the case. There's a very good chance they're going to win that division, especially if Toronto loses tonight. And I don't think the Yankees are going to mess around with the White Sox like they did last night. Now, the White Sox may have something to say about that. But, you know, you give the Yankees a win tonight and Toronto loses, and now you're in a flat-footed tie. Huge edge to the Yankees. You really you have to look at it that way. And that's going to be – we could see two divisions flip in the last few days or the last week of the regular season. That's how crazy it is. All right, so we will do that, and we'll get Dom in here. I wanted to do some WNBA. I might want to throw a few baseball things at Dominic as well. He's got strong opinions, and we shall see. Dodgers, I didn't really touch on them. Padres, these are both teams that, you know, we don't see enough because they're on the West Coast and we're in the Midwest or the East Coast. But, you know, San Diego's been a head-scratching team. They've been a head scratcher. So, you know, would I rule them out? No. Dodgers, very possible they get hot at the right time. But I still think there's, you know, you got to look to the East Coast, Philadelphia, you know, and then you got a couple teams if they were ever to turn it around. And I think Cincinnati losing last night really hurt. They had to win that game. They got to beat Skeens tonight. I don't think they will. So they're going to be down to, you know, I think they're going to get knocked out. They really needed to win like two or three in a row and really put some pressure on those wild card teams like the Mets. And I'll say it again until my head hurts. That was a huge win by the Mets last night. Stunning. 5 in the 5th, and they come from 7-1 down. They score 8 unanswered, and they win that game 9-7. Incredible, to say the least. All right, we'll come back. We look forward to it, and we will roll through the WNBA. Last night, there wasn't much to watch because I didn't watch the early game, and I wish I had, but the late game was just a blowout city. Dipped in for a few minutes and saw all I had to see and said, you know what, this is fait accompli. And the Aces and the Lynx both tied 1-1 in their respective series, and I think they're going to win those respective series. All right, we'll come back. Lots to get to still here on a Wednesday into a Thursday here. It's Sports Overnight America. Don't go away.
Switching to Progressive is a game-winning call. And that reminds us of other game-winning calls in the history of sports.
It was a doubleheader in August and really hot inside the concession stand. So instead of waiting for people to come to me, I figured I'd walk around yelling,
"Hot dogs here!"
And that's how I became the first hot dog vendor in sports.
Okay, not really a game-winning call, but it was a good call. You can make one too. Switch to Progressive and you could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American.
America we need right now.
America. Celebrate responsibly.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
All right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America. So we've been pumping it up all week long, and we'll get into it more as the week goes on. Here's Wednesday and Thursday, a Thursday into a Friday, Penn State, Oregon, Happy Valley, Georgia, Alabama, and Iowa, Indiana. And, you know, there's a few other select games, but we'll do a lot of college football on a football Friday. See if we can get Heinze back in here to take a stab at it. He'll take a stab at the baseball playoffs. Dom, can I fire a few baseball scenarios at you and then get a little WNBA out of Mr. Jimenez? How are you, sir?
I'm not doing bad. And, yeah, fire away.
All right, here we go. American League, give me two or three teams most likely to win at least one series in the playoffs.
I liked your Boston pick earlier because, like you said, they've got really good starting pitching. And when you get to the playoffs, especially that first series, it's only best of five. Right, it's best of five? Is that right? Or is that the divisional? Anyway. In the early ones when you just need to win a couple games, having the crazy rotation and solid starting pitching, that'll do it. And Boston can do it. I think the Mariners, similar situation.
Great pitching.
Are all of the guys firing at all cylinders going into the playoffs? Not necessarily, but you've got talent. Their trade deadline acquisitions, very good. So I'm going to go with Boston and Seattle there.
All right. Give me your take on the Yankees. Now, I know they're East Coast team. We're in reverse here. I don't know how much you watch them, but you follow baseball intently. You're very, very, you know, plugged in. I say to myself, yeah, Fried's great. Rondon's great. They got two, you know, frontline starters. I have questions big time about their bullpen. And their hitting has been feast or famine. Give me your take on the Yankees. Let me hear.
I think you're pretty spot on. Fried, very good, but sometimes can get blown up because he doesn't have that crazy impressive stuff like a Garrett Cole does. Rodon is either going to kind of throw you a no-hitter or give up seven runs in two innings. Very obviously that's susceptible to any pitcher, but Rodon, very much hit or miss, feels a little underselling it. He's either going to be a gem or going to get blown up, it feels like. And the bullpen, and it's similar, we'll probably get to it later, but similar to with the Dodgers, that's their greatest flaw is the bullpen. If your starters do what they need to do, but you can't rely on them to be taken out, then you got a huge problem.
All right, what about the Cleveland-Detroit thing? So Cleveland comes from all the way back, you know, crazy situation. You got to think they've got the momentum to win the division. You figured Skubal had to win last night. He doesn't. Where do you go with the Guardians and Tigers just as insofar as if they both get in, could you see them writing their – well, Cleveland doesn't have to write their ship. They got to keep the mojo going. Can Detroit write their ship here a little bit?
I don't think so. This is very reminiscent of the 2010 Giants. I'll say Detroit's lineup has a little more overall talent than the Giants did. But yep. This season with Detroit, a lot of guys had career years. And to be fair, a lot of them are young guys. So it might just be the beginning of a career breakout. A guy like Spencer Torkelson really went crazy. Javier Baez remembered how to hit. Riley Green, a career year, but I think he's very talented. He's a former top pick. So there's talent there, but a lot of them are very young, and it's hard to rely on young guys when you have this push, when you have the, okay, these are must-win games, when adversity hits and you blow a 10-game lead in the division to the point where you're almost on the outside looking in of the playoffs, you need to rely on your veterans. And there are veterans there, but they are very much a young team. I say they don't bounce back, and they're going to have been just so close, and they're going to miss out.
Yep, I'm with you too, Dominic. I think you nailed it. You cannot just shake off blowing a lead that big. You just can't do it. You cannot simply say, okay, well, the regular season's over. We got a new lease on life. We got a wild card. We lost the division by two games. We go into Boston this weekend, and it's going to feel like 1967, the impossible dream there. Trust me, that is going to be a wild scene in Boston this weekend because they're going to be, you know, they'll be singing for their supper, and they've altered the rotation. They flip-flop Crochet and Bayo. So Bayo will go tomorrow, and you're going to get Crochet tonight. All right, so let's get away from the American League. I got to get into this National League. Dominic, let's start out west, right in your wheelhouse. You've got San Diego playing Milwaukee right now. Okay, so you got that situation in terms of the Padres and then the Dodgers. But I think most of the pressure resides on the East Coast in Philadelphia. So let's start with the Padres and Dodgers. How do you see them come postseason? Let me hear.
So Clayton Kershaw is actually going to pitch out of the bullpen, according to some reports. I have a lot of Dodgers fans. Those are the things that they've shared in our group chat. That's the state of the Dodgers bullpen. Just a handful of years ago, they would have Kershaw pitch and pitch and pitch because there was no bullpen. And now they're putting him in the bullpen. So they are getting Roky Sasaki back. He's going to pitch out of the bullpen too. Maybe that'll help. I don't know. I guess Kershaw in the ninth inning trying to close out a win is better than Kirby Yates and this season's Tanner Scott, because the second half of the season has not been kind to Tanner Scott. I still think that they're a flawed team. The starting pitching is in a constant state of being injured. Again, no bullpen. We haven't seen some of the best of the hitters that you're used to, Mookie Betts. I think that Japan stomach bug, whatever it was that he caught at the beginning of the year, really messed him up for the rest of the season because he never really became Mookie Betts again. And Shohei Ohtani, still freaking Shohei Ohtani, still amazing. And I think the Dodgers can win a series, but I don't think they should be the favorites like they normally would be.
You know, Kershaw, I'm surprised they're going to use him at all. His postseason record, my recollection of him, and we're going back, you know, a long time ago, but he was horrible in the postseason. I mean, St. Louis owned him more than once. The Cardinals just absolutely lit him up. I don't have his postseason numbers right in front of me, but I guarantee you they're not impressive. They are not impressive. Now, they didn't have the offensive firepower then as they do now, but that notwithstanding, you know, he's obviously retiring for a reason. And not all of it because of performance. Could he squeeze another year or two? Would there be teams out there that would want a Clayton Kershaw? For sure. But he's not going to do that. Not going to be one of these hangers-on that goes out in a blaze of ineptitude. So I give him credit for that. All right, let's move to the Midwest. Where do you put the Brewers? You're going to wait that regular season pretty heavily here going into postseason. Where are you with the Brew Crew? Let's hear.
I want to lean into it and how well they played this year. But I feel like we've been here before where the Brewers were, nobody talked about them, but they were very good during the regular season. And then come postseason, it was a quick elimination in the first round. I don't want to say that's going to happen. I'm not going to say that's going to happen, but I'll say if it does happen, I'm not surprised one bit because we've been here before. We've seen it before. I will say I think the Brewers have a legitimate chance to get to the World Series. They've got quality hitting, can be very hit or miss, though, but they've got a good pitching staff. Little bit questionable on the back end of the bullpen with McGill still being out, but I really do like the Brewers. Just they're a very well-balanced team, but again, there are some flaws here. I have to wonder if that'll cost them early in the postseason again.
I think that's fair. You know, they're going to win 97, 98 ball games. You know, if they get a win on this Wednesday into a Thursday, awesome. But interesting. I see it the same way. I just do. We've seen it before. 100-win teams. You know, you got a bullseye on your back. They're not going to sneak up on anybody. I love saying that, but it's true. All right, let's get to the Phillies. I think there's a lot of pressure there. I just do. You know, Schwarber – You know, we're here at MVP talk, 54 home runs. I mean, he walks a bundle. He's a hitting machine. The pitching's there. Everything is lined up. I mean, the ducks are set. Will they deliver? Let me hear.
I don't know. It's a great question. You don't have Zach Wheeler. The back end of the bullpen, I admittedly haven't been watching a ton of Phillies down the stretch here, but I don't think the bullpen is all that great. They don't have a lock-in closer, a guy that's just going to come in and be like, all right, we're good. Let's call it a day. I think that makes you vulnerable. Now, the hitting, especially with Schwarber and Harper there, fantastic, elite, premier. There are some questions. And I think there is pressure on them because they're a team that had expectations. They're going to get the national media juice because they are the Phillies. But I'm afraid to pick a favorite in the National League because there are severe flaws with every team. The Dodgers, like the Phillies, have no bullpen.
I know. We've spent all this time, myself included, breaking this down. I would sit here and I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if we get a rematch between the Dodgers and Yankees. I wouldn't. I just wouldn't. Do I think that's going to happen? No. But I wouldn't be surprised. I just wouldn't. All right, let's get to the WNBA. Dom, I thought Indiana had to keep the magical little mystery tour they're on. I thought they had to really steal another one in Vegas. Had they, I'd give them a puncher's chance. Now it's probably going to be, you know, they woke up the sleeping giant. They woke up the bear. They poked the bear. And so, you know, Vegas, Minnesota on a collision course. But how about Phoenix? They get a 3 to tie it, force overtime, and they win. You said it. That was your kind of like your team that needs to be reckoned with. Give me a quick hit on the WNBA.
Really quick, I'm an idiot. The Phillies went out and got Johan Duran to close. So I retract my previous statement that they have no bullpen. He's actually a very good closer. Okay, with the WNBA, I really do like Phoenix. Their players that they brought in, very different than what they had last year. They did not have Alyssa Thomas, who is an absolute menace, both what she does playing basketball, scoring, passing, rebounding, and then also just the grit that she brings. Her character, her persona on the court would make any casual watcher believe she's an a-hole. She's she just causes problems, and you need somebody like that if you want to be a championship team. She got under the skin of Nafisa Collier in game 2 against the Lynx. That's the person you want to disrupt, is the other team's best player and the MVP candidate. So, with Vegas, like you said, Indiana, they've got one, which is great. They can win another at home, and it's a very tight series. But I think the Aces just take it to them moving forward.
Yeah, Thomas with Sabali 24 last night. Thomas had 19-13 out of Whitco. All right, we'll come back. We will close really strong with a 2-minute. And how about Sister Jean? Loyola, Chicago. Loyola, 106 years old. She's still with us, but she is going to retire at 106. All right, we're coming back here. I'm Marty Turner. This is Sports Overnight America. Thanks to Dominic Jimenez. Solid work on the WNBA and the baseball. That's why we love Dom. We're coming back here on Sports Overnight America.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
All right, down at the home stretch, we're warming up for Red Sox, Jays, Guardians, Tigers. Woohoo! I love it. I do. Listen, it's, you know, Wednesday night. What do we got on Thursday night football? I haven't even looked. I think it's a dog game. I could care less.
Seahawks-Cardinals.
Seahawks-Cardinals. That's not a horrible game. Thank you, Dom. Seahawks, Cardinals. I mean, yeah. What do we have collegiately? We've got, do we have any college football? Yeah, we got Army, East Carolina. I mean, that game could be played in my backyard and I would leave. I wouldn't want to be distracted as I watch, the baseball. I love it. You know, the idea of the playoffs have already started is spot on. Cleveland, Detroit. That's playoffs, folks. Boston, Toronto. It's a playoff series. Yankees, White Sox. Not so much, okay. But I mean, it has an impact. You know, if the White Sox pick them off last night, hold on for a 2-1 win, we're talking a whole different ball of wax here. Although the Yankees are going to get in no matter what. But Padres, Brewers, right now. Yeah, I mean, is that a playoff game? No, but they're, you know, the Padres are in a fight. And, you know, you're getting your team tuned up. Let me give you one quick scoreboard update on that. Let's see if they've gone final. That would be a good way to end the proceedings here today. Let me see here. 3-1 Brewers bottom nine. Almost put that final. Now, the minute I say that, San Diego, Tatis will hit a three-run jack, and they'll win it 4-3. All right. Yeah, it's the baseball. We'll obviously you know, hit up the golf on Friday. I can't go into, you know, all these previews. We know this. Insofar as the Ryder Cup is concerned, the U.S. is on home soil. They have to win this year. They have to. And if they don't get off to a good start and the Euros start to smell a little blood in the water, look out. They are into this more so than we are. 55,000 people at Bethpage Black. That'll be good. Dominic Jimenez, thank you. Stellar work by the whole crew. Back at it tomorrow here. Enjoy your Wednesday into a Thursday on the overnight here on Sports Overnight America. Adios. Hey!